Picture this for a second. It is Tuesday morning. You have got your coffee in hand, right? And you sit down at your desk.
Oh, getting ready to check the dashboard.
Exactly. You open up your shop dashboard and you are expecting to see that little daily dopamine hit.
Right, the charity.
Yeah, the notifications, the views, the overnight sales. It is, a feeling you have gotten really used to if you have been selling for a while.
But then you look, and it is just a flat line.
A total flatline, a sudden, completely unexplained, terrifying drop. The views haven't just dipped a little bit, they have completely
Which
vanished.
is just a gut punch.
It really is.
Yeah.
So whether you are an active e-commerce seller living this absolute nightmare right now, or you are just, insanely curious about how digital markets and search algorithms actually operate behind the curtain, today's deep dive is for you.
Yeah, we have got some really eye-opening stuff to cover today.
We do. We are looking at a stack of incredibly insightful material straight from the online seller's hub. And our mission today is to unpack the very real, often heartbreaking challenges sellers face today.
And specifically, why those old methods of running an online shop are failing so spectacularly right now.
Right. And eventually, we will get into how obtaining objective data through a professional shop audit actually fixes these structural issues permanently.
Because it really is a devastating feeling,
Whoop.
opening that dashboard and seeing a cliff dive.
Oh, I cannot even imagine.
And it feels incredibly personal when you pour your heart, your time, and, well, your literal sweat into what you make. A drop in sales feels like a direct rejection of your art.
Like they're saying your work just isn't good anymore.
Exactly. But what we really need to establish right out of the gate is that this sudden silence isn't a rejection of your product. It isn't personal at all. It is actually the result of a massive, silent shift in how e-commerce algorithms operate today. The digital ground has completely shifted beneath sellers' feet, and the rules of the game were basically rewritten overnight.
Okay, let's unpack this because going from a thriving, predictable shop to absolute crickets is enough to make literally anyone panic.
A 100%.
And we have to talk about that panic because that sheer terror leads to what I like to call the panic-driven DIY
The
response.
classic midnight tinkering.
Yes. When you see that drop in views, the immediate instinctual reaction for almost everyone is to rush into the shop dashboard, roll up their sleeves, and just start breaking
You
things.
just want to feel like you are doing something to fix it.
Right, you just randomly tweak a dozen tags, you slash your prices by 20% because you are freaking out, you completely rewrite listing titles that have, worked perfectly well for 3 years.
And it is this desperate, frantic attempt to sort of wave your arms and trick the algorithm into noticing you again.
Exactly.
And I mean, it is completely understandable why sellers do it. Because the truth is, a few years ago, that actually worked.
Wait, really? Just randomly changing things worked.
Yeah, it did. We really have to look at the old algorithmic reality versus the new reality to understand why sellers are so frustrated right now.
Okay, so what was the old reality?
Well, in the past, platform SEO, specifically on marketplaces like Etsy, was fundamentally just a basic exercise in keyword matching.
Right, I read this in the sources. It was like a digital game of Go Fish.
Yes. Do you have a blue ceramic mug, Go Fish?
Right, so if a buyer searched for a blue ceramic mug and you had the exact phrase, blue ceramic mug, stuffed into your title, your description, and all 13 of your backend tag.
The algorithm simply said, great, here is a direct textual match, and it showed your product to the buyer.
Wow.
It was a very linear one-to-one relationship. You manipulated the text, you got the visibility.
So the old algorithm was basically like a bouncer at a club checking your ID. If your tags matched the search term on the VIP list, the bouncer unhooked the velvet rope and you got into the club. Simple.
Exactly.
But that is not how it works anymore, is it?
Not even close. The harsh reality today is that Etsy's search engine has undergone a profound transformation.
Which is where everyone is getting tripped up.
Right. It is now heavily driven by a deep integration with Google Res architecture. And Google doesn't just do simple keyword matching anymore.
No, they are way beyond that.
Today, these platforms evaluate dozens of incredibly strict parameters simultaneously to decide who gets visibility. They are looking at the holistic ecosystem of your shop, not just the words typed into the search bar.
Wait, so when we talk about a holistic ecosystem, what is the actual mechanism there? I mean, what is the algorithm actually doing when someone types in a search today?
What's fascinating here is that it is measuring human behavior. Let's stick with your analogy for a second. If the old algorithm was a bouncer, the new algorithm is like a private detective.
Oh, that sounds intense.
It doesn't just let you in the door. It actually follows the buyer around your store. Let's say a buyer clicks on your listing because you changed a tag. But when they arrive, your shop sections are a disorganized mess. Or maybe your shipping policies are totally unclear. Your photos don't load quickly.
And then they get annoyed.
Right. That buyer gets frustrated and hits the back button 3 seconds later.
Oh, wow. So they just bounce.
Exactly. They bounce. And the algorithm logs that.
It is watching them leave.
It reads that bounce rate and says, wait a minute, we sent a buyer to this listing and they immediately left. This shop must offer a negative user experience.
Ouch.
So the algorithm actively suppresses your listing. It pushes you further down the page.
So by randomly changing a tag to get a quick click without actually fixing the underlying structure of your shop, you are actively training the algorithm to hate your listing.
Precisely. It is tracking human behavior, dwell time, conversion rates, and even external traffic signals. It is looking to see if people actually care about your brand outside of the platform.
Which naturally brings up a really big question for me. Because if the algorithm is this complex behavioral machine now, why can't sellers just learn what those new parameters are and fix their shops themselves?
That is the big question, isn't it?
Right. I mean, if I am a seller, I spend hundreds, sometimes thousands of hours on my craft. I know my products intimately. I know exactly what materials I used, who the target demographic is, how it should be used.
You are the expert on the product.
Exactly. Shouldn't I be the absolute best person to know what is broken in my own shop?
It is a very logical assumption to make. I mean, if you built the house, you should know where the drafts are coming from.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
But it actually highlights the core problem that the online seller's hub materials point out, and that is the emotional blind spot.
The emotional blind spot. Tell me about that.
As creators, sellers are deeply, inherently, emotionally attached to their products. You made it. You understand its intricate value. You know the blood, sweat, and tears that went into sourcing the materials.
Of course, it is your baby.
Right. But because of that profound intimacy with the product, you literally become incapable of objectively seeing it the way a cold, calculating algorithm sees it.
Oh, wow.
And even more importantly, you cannot see it the way a distracted, impatient buyer sees it.
Wait, so you are saying my intimacy with my product is actually my biggest liability here? Because I know what the product is supposed to be, I am wearing creator goggles.
Exactly. Creator
I
goggles.
am literally incapable of seeing how a total stranger views my store layout.
That is exactly what I'm saying. You lack what the industry calls objective truth. Let me give you an example from the real
Yeah, well,
world.
please.
You might look at your store sections and think they are perfectly, beautifully categorized. Maybe you categorized your jewelry by the specific type of rare gemstone used, because to you, as an artisan, that is the most important distinction.
Which makes total sense to the artist. They want to showcase the materials.
Right. But an external, objective evaluation might reveal that your structure is incredibly confusing to a modern buyer who is just, shopping for a Mother's Day gift on their lunch break.
Oh, they don't care about the gemstone type.
Exactly. They don't know the difference between chalcedony and lapis lazuli. They just want a section that says gifts under $50.
They just want it to be
They
easy.
want to click twice and check out. Your emotional attachment to the craft prevents you from seeing the psychological friction you have accidentally built into the buyer's journey.
So you literally cannot effectively diagnose a system that you are emotionally entangled with.
You just can't.
And because sellers are wearing those creator goggles, when things go wrong and the views drop, they turn to the absolute worst places for help.
Oh, the internet forums.
Yes, we all know the rabbit hole. You spend dozens of hours on a Friday night watching YouTube tutorial videos from 3 years ago that are completely outdated.
Or reading the comments sections.
Yeah, you scroll through Facebook groups where 50 different people are giving 50 different pieces of wildly contradictory advice.
Offer free shipping.
Right. And then the next person says, never offer free shipping.
Run daily sales. Never discount your work.
Exactly. And the seller is sitting there trying to patch together a strategy, just totally guessing what might apply to their specific niche.
Which is incredibly dangerous. And here is why that generic advice is so destructive. Relying on those echo chambers creates massive marketing blind spots.
How so?
What you have to realize is that every single shop's infrastructure is entirely unique. Let's look at the actual mechanics for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
A shop selling high margin, low volume, vintage, mid-century furniture has a completely different back-end setup, a totally different conversion rate expectation, and a vastly different promotional strategy than a shop selling high-volume, low-margin, digital printable planners.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. If the digital download seller takes the SEO advice of the vintage furniture seller,
it actively damages their shop.
Because it is the wrong strategy for their specific product.
Exactly. The vintage furniture seller might have a baseline conversion rate of 0.5% because, you know, it is a $1,000 item. The algorithm expects that.
Right. People aren't impulse buying a vintage couch.
Exactly. But the digital download seller needs a conversion rate of 5 or 6% to signal success to the algorithm.
Oh, wow. So a one-size-fits-all tip you found on YouTube might be the exact wrong move for your highly specific infrastructure.
It is the equivalent of taking someone else's prescription medication just because you both have a headache.
That is a great analogy.
The underlying causes of the headache are entirely different. The vintage seller might have a migraine from eye strain, while the digital seller has a headache from dehydration.
Same symptom, low sales. Totally different cure.
Precisely.
The prescription analogy is brilliant because taking random pills is exactly what this trial and error approach feels like. The sources we are looking at describe this cycle, and it sounds utterly agonizing.
They call it walking in the dark.
Yes, walking in the dark. And the cycle goes like this. You change a setting based on some random Facebook comment. You wait 3 weeks in the dark to see if the algorithm picks up the change.
Because it takes time for the algorithm to index.
Right. And then you realize your sales are still flatlining, so you guess again, you change something else, and you wait another 3 weeks.
Then we have to pull back the curtain on what is actually happening mechanically during those 3 weeks of waiting.
What is happening?
You aren't just paused. Time doesn't stand still. You are actively leaking.
Leaking. What exactly do you mean by a traffic leak? How does a shop leak?
Well, think of your shop as a bucket, and the algorithm is a faucet pouring potential buyers into it.
I'm with you.
When your back-end infrastructure is misaligned, say your tags don't match the search intent, or your photos are driving up that bounce rate we talked about, you have holes in your bucket.
So the traffic is just draining out.
Right. During every single day of that 3 week waiting period, the algorithm sends you a trickle of traffic, and those potential buyers just slip right through the cracks.
Wow.
You are bleeding revenue while you wait to see if your blind guess worked.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because you aren't just losing those sales in a vacuum.
No, not at all.
Those buyers don't just close their laptops and go take a walk. They buy from someone else.
Exactly.
So while a seller is stuck in that endless three-week cycle, maybe complaining in forums that Etsy ruined the search or testing random keywords and crossing their fingers, smart competitors are already adapting to the new standards.
They aren't guessing.
No, they are seizing your market share. And the brutal truth is, they are literally training Etsy's algorithm to favor them instead of you.
And that is the most critical dynamic to understand about modern e-commerce algorithms. It is all about momentum.
Momentum.
Platforms like Etsy and Google continuously reward velocity and high conversion rates. It is a dynamic feedback loop.
Okay, how does that loop work?
If your competitor optimizes their shop correctly and they start converting, the algorithm learns, oh, okay, this shop satisfies buyers. It answers their search queries efficiently.
So it feeds them more traffic?
Exactly. It feeds them more traffic, which leads to more conversions, which feeds them even more traffic. It is a massive compounding effect.
So it is not a static ranking. It is not like you are in fifth place and they are in fourth place and you just have to jump over them.
No, it is a moving target.
It is that every single day you spend waiting in the dark, tweaking tags and hoping for a miracle, the gap between you and your competitor widens exponentially. They are building a mountain and you are digging a hole.
Yes. The problem becomes exponentially harder to reverse the longer you wait because they possess the algorithmic momentum and you possess the structural leaks.
So how do you fix it? I mean, if tinkering in the dark actively trains the algorithm against you, how do you diagnose a drop in sales without touching your live dashboard?
To fix it, you have to bypass that delay entirely. Which brings us to the core solution presented in the Online Sellers Hub materials.
Right, because we have established that guessing is futile, it is expensive, and it is actively costing you market share every single day.
Exactly.
The definitive solution to stop the bleeding is a professional shop audit. And I want to be really clear about what this means because, you know, the word audit gets thrown around a lot.
It does.
We're not talking about some automated software that spits out a generic list of keywords for $10.
No, not at all. A professional audit is a deep, real-time diagnosis of how the algorithms, both Etsy and Google, and actual human customers are perceiving your store's entire infrastructure right now.
It is about establishing that objective truth we talked about earlier.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It completely removes the creator's emotional bias, those creator goggles, from the equation.
To go back to our medical analogies, it is the difference between frantically looking up your symptoms on WebMD at 2 in the morning and swallowing a bunch of random herbal supplements you bought at the grocery store.
Right, hoping for the best.
Versus going to a specialist doctor and getting a proper high-resolution MRI.
That is a fantastic way to look at it.
Right, because the MRI doesn't guess. The MRI doesn't care about the Facebook group's opinion.
It just shows the facts.
Exactly. It looks inside the complex machinery of your body, or in this case, your shop, and says, here. Here is exactly where the fracture is.
It looks at the holistic web.
Right. It looks at the bounce rates, the back-end categorization, the conversion leaks, the exact places where buyer psychology is hitting a wall.
And what is crucial is understanding the principles of the deliverables, what you actually get from an objective process like this.
Because it isn't just a list of what is broken, right?
No. Telling someone their shop is failing the new algorithm standards isn't actually helpful on its own. It just creates more anxiety.
Right. I already know what is broken because I have no sales.
Exactly. A proper professional audit provides customized, actionable data tailored specifically to your shop's highly unique infrastructure.
And it does it fast.
Yes. It accomplishes this in just a few days, completely bypassing those months of agonizing, costly trial and error.
The thing that really stood out to me in the sources, the ultimate relief for a seller, the thing that actually lets them sleep at night again, is the framework of what happens after the diagnosis.
The action plan.
Yes, the concept of a 30-day growth plan. You aren't just handed an MRI scan and shown the door left to figure out the surgery yourself.
Good luck. No, that would be terrible.
Right. You receive a complete personalized structural roadmap. It details exactly what steps you need to take mechanically tomorrow morning.
Step one, step two.
Exactly. Step one, fix this specific backend setting because it is confusing the Google crawler. Step two, restructure the store section to reduce buyer friction.
Step three, adjust this promotional tool to leverage conversion momentum.
It tells you exactly how to scale your organic traffic based on objective data.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this audit isn't just a temporary band-aid to get a quick spike in sales.
No, it is much bigger than that.
It acts as an evergreen asset for the business. Because once you actually understand the holistic web of parameters that modern search engines care about,
once you align your shop's specific, unique infrastructure with those strict visibility standards,
right, then you have completely removed the guesswork from your strategy. You patch the holes in the bucket.
You stop the traffic leaks permanently.
And most importantly, you position yourself to absorb the traffic that your competitors are inevitably going to lose.
Oh, because they are still walking in the dark guessing at keywords.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You are finally speaking the algorithm's actual language.
The language of user experience and conversion momentum.
Instead of just shouting random keywords into the void and hoping a bouncer lets you in.
That is exactly it. And you are doing it armed with objective data, not emotional assumptions about what you think buyers should want.
It is a total game changer.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? If you are sitting there nodding your head right now because your views have dropped, your sales have flatlined, and you have been driving yourself absolutely crazy, tweaking titles and watching outdated YouTube tutorials.
You have to stop.
You really have to stop. The sources from the Online Sellers Hub actually utilize a diagnostic framework that lays out two very clear paths for you.
What is the first one?
Option one, you can take their quick, free diagnostic questionnaire.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, it is designed to help you spot exactly where those behavioral and structural traffic leaks might be happening in your shop's infrastructure. It is a fantastic educational first step to see if you are failing the new visibility standards.
And option two is for those who are simply exhausted from the trial and error.
Right, if you were just done with it.
If you already know you are bleeding traffic, if you recognize that you have emotional marketing blind spots, and you know you need expert objective eyes right now, you can bypass the guessing entirely.
You can go straight to booking a professional shop assessment.
You get the MRI, you get the objective truth, and you get your 30-day structural action plan to rebuild your momentum.
So the key takeaway for anyone listening is this. Stop guessing. Stop leaking traffic to your competitors. Whether you use their diagnostic tools or evaluate your own data, rely on an objective audit, not your gut.
Take action today.
Exactly. Take action today and get the definitive roadmap for your unique shop.
And, you know, this raises an important question, something really worth thinking about as we wrap up.
What is that?
It makes you wonder, if e-commerce algorithms now require such an incredibly strict, holistic web of parameters just to be seen.
If the barrier to visibility is this deeply complex and behavioral.
Right. How many brilliant creators are we missing out on? How many incredible products, beautiful pieces of art, and clever designs will never be found simply because the artist is burning themselves out trying to be an algorithm expert instead of being an artist?
Oh, that is a heartbreaking thought.
It is. Getting the right objective help isn't just about making a few more sales. It is about buying back your time
Buying back the mental bandwidth.
and the freedom to actually just create again.
That is such a powerful perspective. You don't have to be a behavioral algorithm expert. You just need to partner with one so you can get back to your craft.
Exactly.
So, to everyone listening, don't let that dashboard flatline be the end of your story. Stop the trial and error, get your shop objectively diagnosed, reclaim your time, and get back to doing what you do best. We will see you on the next deep dive.